Our next news at 10:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Captain Stefan Schmidt is joining us.
Hopefully we're going to steer you around some bad weather, hopefully.
Oh,
right,
my goodness, I'm really hoping. The blue skies are behind right there, so we just got to keep a positive attitude, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just keep an eye on things to see what happens over the weekend. You never know where those storms are going to go, so we just need to watch out and just make sure that you're prepared for that. And everybody knows when a storm comes in here, you just got to make sure your boat's secure, plugged are out of it, your bilge pumps working, batteries charged up and all that. I'm sure we may get some rain out of that. Hopefully that's all we get, but we just keep everybody else who's in the path of that storm in our prayers, and I hope that we don't get a whole bunch out of it. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can call or text your questions or comments that you may have. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about my Marine Service program over at Georgetown Technical College or any other program over there at Georgetown. I'm more than happy to try to answer your questions about that as well. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. I can't remember a time I've ever called out there and somebody did not answer that phone. They always answer the phone at Key Marine, so give them a call if you have some boating needs. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine also specializes in service and repair of Mercruiser, Mercury, Yamaha product, and they have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. You can check them out on Facebook. They have some specials running on there as well. They put their consignment sales on Facebook and that kind of thing. So maybe you're looking for a used boat, or maybe you're trying to buy a used boat, or you're just wanting to repower. Key Marine is your go-to place for any of those type of things. So check them out on Facebook. Give them a call. Go out there and see them on Bower Road. More than happy to help you out with your boating needs as well. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is their website. That is a great website. There's a lot of information on there. I highly recommend that you go to that website, especially if you're wanting to talk to any of the instructors out of Georgetown. Maybe you need to see a counselor. Maybe you need to talk to them about your VA or Pell Grants. You can go to a chat feature on that webpage, and that chat feature will get you in touch with just about anybody out at Georgetown. They have a phone number as well, 850-941-6200. It's hard to get a hold of people on the phone, so I highly recommend you do one of two things other than the phone, is to either go to the chat feature on the website or stop by and see us. You can come in there. If you're interested in going to class, you can talk to our counselors, and they are more than happy to guide you in your right direction to your future career, either in Marine Service Technology or any other career of your choice. They have so many different programs out there. They do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those, and VA and Pell Grants are also available. So just check them out. They're more than happy to help you and assist you, and I am too. So if you need any help with my program, you can email me, call me, maybe set up the time to come by and see me, and I'm more than happy to help you out there also. So I tell you what, it's I can't believe this month is almost already over, and we are already, what are we, 3 or 4 weeks into school season already? And we have been so busy over at Georgetown and the Marine Service Program. And I just want to kind of go over some things that we've been doing this week in school. And I'm going to try to do a new thing. I'm going to do a shout-out feature on the show. I'm going to try to do this from time to time and give a couple shout-outs to my students and the ones that are really working hard over there in our class, and just kind of give you an idea of what they're doing. and the reason for the shout out. So my first shout out today, it goes out to Ian. And Ian has been in my class. I think he's probably around 800 hours, 850, somewhere in that ballpark. So he's been there about half the time that we need him to be in the class at this point. He's doing a really great job. And I just want to talk about a repair that he did recently. And it was on a 150 Suzuki Powerhead. And Ian brought this job into the shop and and we were basically evaluating and doing a repair on it. And during a inspection, he found that the oil level was high on the engine when he checked the oil. We always check the oil before we run engines. And he found this oil level high. And then he started searching further into it. And we started doing leak down tests on the motor, compression checks and that. And we found that we had some cylinder issues. We had low compression and bad leak down on a couple cylinders on this motor, and what we determined was we had to take the motor apart, or Ian did, took the motor apart, and found that we had some issues with a head gasket where it was allowing water into the crankcase, and it wasn't a tremendous amount of water, but it was some water getting into the crankcase, and that was causing some issues with the internal portions of the engine. And we actually took the engine apart, took the block off, and Ian took it apart and evaluated it and sent it to a machine shop, and actually had it repaired at a machine shop in town and brought it back to our school. And Ian put that motor back together. And this Suzuki has a timing chains on the bottom side of it. And it's a tedious repair when you're setting up the timing on these motors. You have several components that you have to deal with. Timing, you have to deal with the camshaft, the crankshaft, and also a balancer shaft that all has to be in time. And Ian went through the steps to put the timing chain. When it came in from the machine shop, we had to install a timing chain and gears on it. And he went through all these steps, and he meticulously read the service manual and went through the service manual and installed the timing chains. And we managed to get the power head back on. And you know, I'm walking over, checking on him every once in a while. How's it going? Everything good? And double checking his work, and we're talking about it and looking at it. And you know, we're not that familiar with Suzukis because we do a lot of work on other types of engines, but we do get some Suzukis in there every once in a while. We'll get some Hondas and things like that. And if it's not something we're 100% familiar with, we really have to dig into the service manual, and of course we have to look at all the specs and things like that. So I'd go over and talk to Ian, and we'd make sure he was on the right track on that, and got the power head and everything reinstalled, and had to put all the accessories back on, the flywheel, the stator, all the ignition components, all the fuel components, and put this motor back together. It was you would call that a major repair in the marine industry. And, you know, it was fun to have conversations, walk by and say, what do you think, Ian? You think you got this one, you know? And he says, yeah, I got it. He says, I got it. But he was a little nervous, okay, because of the fact that this was such a major repair, and you just never know. You know, if you're one tooth off on a timing chain, or you have the balancer off on a tooth or so, you're going to have some major problems. And we got the laptop hooked to it when we got ready to crank it up, and that motor fired right up. No problems, and you could just see the excitement on Ian's face, and how happy he was to have this motor fire up in the shop with no issues, and everything was perfect as it should be when you do these repairs. And so we did that, and got that motor running, and of course the customer came and picked it up, and Ian went over all the repairs and everything that he did to the motor. He did some stereo work in the boat, and I think he did some electrical work inside the boat as well. And the boat left, and then on Monday, Ian did a follow-up phone call with the customer, and the customer reported back to him and said that the boat ran perfectly over the weekend. I think he put, oh my gosh, probably 10 or 15 hours on this boat over the weekend. And you know, and I'm looking at Ian, and he's sitting in the classroom. I said, how do you feel about that? And he says, man, it makes you feel great, you know, to finish the repair, to get a good report back from the customer, and to, you know, to just have that excitement and that feeling of accomplishment that you you did this repair. And let me tell my listeners this. Ian, he had some, a little, maybe a little background in some mechanical experience, but not a whole lot. And he managed, of course, you know, it took, he was probably, you know, 750 hours or so, 800 hours into the program as he started on this project. We just don't throw students on projects like this. They have to learn a lot before they get to that point. And I think one of the main things that Ian learned, a couple of the main things was, first of all, I'm going to tell you this, he's got a great toolbox. He bought a toolbox and he's got nice tools in it, and he understands the importance of the tools and the quality tools. So he's using his own tools. He's reading the service manual and he's investigating the repair that's needed to be done. And what also that Ian does in class is whenever we have some downtime, I see him on his computer searching and learning, or in a service manual, reading service manuals and that kind of thing. And that's why he excels above others that are in class. He learns and he continues to learn. So my shout out to Ian for a great job on Suzuki Powerhead that he did. I'm also shouting out because he's got a job, hopefully have a job interview next week at a dealership just across the Alabama state line, and we're hoping to put him in a co-op position there. And so a lot of good things going on, and I just want to give that shout out to Ian for that as well. So just a good week all around, you know. So we're just having a great time over there. We moved into meter training. We're doing that right now with my new students, and my new students are learning meters. And that's a good thing, and they're having fun doing that and asking a lot of questions and stuff like that. So, again, this is a call-in show. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you just have a comment about anything that I'm talking about today on the air. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can call or text that number. I'm more than happy to help you out or try to help you out on your questions or comments that you may have. Give us a call. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So I noticed last week there's a pop-up came up on my Facebook page from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, and I'm going to touch on this just a little bit. I'm friends with them on Facebook. Of course, you expect me to be friends with people like that on Facebook, and they have a new law out now, and when you see flashing lights on a law enforcement boat, whether it's Marine Patrol, Coast Guard, or regular law enforcement that's on the water, you now have to pull over or pull to the side and give them room as you pass. You know how you do that when you come across an officer on the road and they have their lights on, you have to give them some room on the highway or the road and you pull over? Same thing on the Marine side of it. Now you have to give them room. It's a law now that you have to give them room. You have to slow down to a no wake. So just keep that in mind as you're passing the law enforcement on the water, that you give them plenty of room, that you allow them to do their job in a safe manner. Don't wake them, and just try to give them enough room when you go by. And also make sure you have to pull over for them as well. So if they come up behind you with the blue lights, you need to pull over, stop your boat, turn your key off, and let them come up to your boat and that kind of thing. I just want to give that out there. It is available on myfwc.com. You can check that out on that website as well. That's a good law for them to protect them and to protect boaters as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. So let me ask you this, Jenna. I want to ask you a question, or ask my listeners a question. My question is this, okay? So how does a drug bust have anything to do with my Marine Service program at Georgetown Technical College?
I'm sorry, what?
It's a good question, right?
So you did not, I did not see that one coming.
You didn't see that one coming. A lot of people probably haven't, and they're probably scratching their head right now.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe I'll be getting a lot of listeners now, more listeners, because this is a great question. So my question is, how does a drug bust have anything to do with my Marine Service program?
Please tell
me. You know, I think outside the box, right?
Yeah. So, yes, you do.
And I seen the news report on Channel 3, and
yes,
I seen some pop-ups and things about this major drug bust, and I seen all the cars and equipment and stuff, but guess what I seen in that drug bust?
Was it a boat?
A boat.
Uh-oh. A boat. Uh-oh.
So guess what I'm doing right now? I'm putting my feelers out trying to make connections with the Skamania County Sheriff's Department because I want that boat.
Why?
They got to do something with it.
Okay. You want to use it at the school? You want to use it at the Georgetown? Or what do you want to use it for? Okay, there you go.
That's what I want. You know, I've been asking for a boat for a long time, and I've seen this article, and I'm like, there's me a boat.
There.
Right?
Right there. That's right.
Hey, I see the headlines on Channel 3 News. I see the headlines in the Pensacola News Journal. You know, seized boat making an impact at Georgetown Technical College and the Marine Service Program, helping students to train. How about that?
I would love that. Like, listen, that is a God story right there. You can use something that was meant for evil and turn it to good.
I'm telling you, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to get Escambia County Sheriff's Department to donate that seized boat. I don't know what the logistics are of all that stuff, but I'm going to go after it.
Hey, I'm on
and
your
I'm
side.
I'm
going
to try to get
it
in there. So if any of my listeners are at all attached to Escambia County Sheriff's Department, maybe you can help me out with this. Maybe you can give me some ideas. I've already sent an email to our criminal justice department at school, and I'm trying to make this happen. So we'll see what happens with this. But you can go on to the Georgetown website, find my email address, my cell phone number is on there also. And maybe you have some connections over there. Maybe we could start this process. Maybe you're friends with Chip Simmons. I don't know. But let's make something happen here to where we're taking this bust and this, you know, seized stuff and put it to good. So let's make that happen. All right.
Yes. So, hey, I'm all for it. I mean, where else is it going to go? Either be auctioned off
right,
or something else. I don't know. So it doesn't hurt to ask. I'll tell you that much, Stefan.
It doesn't hurt to ask. And we had a student that's working on a Tohatsu. We actually have a Tohatsu at school. I'm not laughing at it. I don't work on a lot of Tohatsus, but they're out there, and we have one at school. And my student went on to the Tohatsu webpage or what have you, their line, and asked them for information about this Tohatsu, what year it is and stuff, and we didn't really have a lot of information on this motor. And they replied quickly to my student and told him what year model it was and that kind of stuff and gave him some information. And I said to him, I said, did you tell him you were from Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class? He's, no, I didn't really tell him that. I said, well, you need to let him know that you're with the Georgetown and you're a student here. And I said, why don't you ask him for a service manual?
There you
right?
go. There you can. Now
right?
we're thinking.
Yeah. So he emailed him back, answered the email they had sent him, emailed him back and said, hey, by the way, would you happen to have a service manual? And we now have a service manual in the mail headed to Georgetown Technical College from Tohatsu.
Wow.
So for this boat we're working on. So, you know, you never know. It doesn't hurt to ask. It surely doesn't. And without me asking for things, it's, you know, you never, if you don't ask, you're not going to receive. And that's kind of how I look at it. And I'm always asking for help because I feel like we help the community with what we do. And there's nothing wrong with asking the community for help for my program over at Georgetown Technical College. Mm-hmm. Looks like we have a text, and the text says, which outboard brand do you recommend? Which is the most reliable, easiest to work on? That's a great question. And when you think about outboards as a whole, I can tell you this, when you're in our area here, you see a lot of Mercuries and Yamahas. That seems to be the main engine lines that you see in our area. You do see some Suzukis and some Hondas in our area. And I think for me to answer this question, of course, I have to say that I am equally split Yamaha and Mercury. Those are my go-to motors as far as that is concerned. Everything on the market is pretty reliable nowadays as far as the four-stroke technology and things like that is concerned. And as far as easiest to work on, that just depends what horsepower, what brand, that kind of thing that you're going to purchase. But I'm always recommending, if you're buying a late model motor, you need to find a dealership like Key Marine and have them service your boat for you and not really depend on you working on it, because of the technology and things that we have nowadays. You have to have a laptop to scan these motors. You have to know hours and codes and things like that. So, you know, I think the days of people doing services on their boats are kind of going away. I mean, you could do oil changes and water pumps and gear lube and things like that, but to really dig deep into the servicing of the engine, highly recommend that you find a dealership that you know and you trust, and you continue to do it that way. But, you know, I'm familiar with the Mercury and the Yamaha product. That's why I say those are the go-to motors. There's other good products out on the market, but if you're asking me personally, Yamaha, Mercury, Yamaha, any of those, you know, I'm good with that. And the main thing, no matter what motor you purchase, you got to maintain it. And that's the most important part of it. So maintain the engine. That is the most important thing, no matter what brand you purchase. And then find a dealership that you trust and a service technician that you trust and allow them to do those repairs. So I hope that answered that text, hope that helped you out there. If you're ever out there and you're just looking for something, don't hesitate to shoot me an email. Ask me a question as well. If I'm not on, you can do it on air. You can also email me, go to the website at georgestonecollege.edu, and I'm more happy to try to help you there a little bit too. So you can do that. So that was a good question. I appreciate that. Like I said, we were doing meter training this week, and my new students are learning how to use DVOM's digital volt ohm meters. And it's fun to watch them learn the meters and things like that when they're doing the testing. Because right now what we're doing with the new students, we're transitioning them from out of safety and tools. Now we're transitioning them into the electrical systems and things like that. So I'm working with them for the next couple of weeks on electrical systems. And in order to be able to understand electrical, you need to understand meters and things like that. So we have a great Snap-on meter training program that we use at Georgetown. And that program actually gives them a Snap-on meter training certificate, and it helps them to add that to their resume. It helps them to understand meters. It's a pretty good course that we actually they go and do a PowerPoint, and we actually have our meter box that they pull our meters out and little test equipment, and they actually get to really dig deep into the meter training and understanding the meters. And then what I do from there is I take them from the meters to understanding electrical components and the accessories on the boats, bilge pumps and wiring and lights and trolling motors and start systems and things like that. And that's where they take that meter training, and they start to really learn it on the stations that I have at school, where they get to take the meters and start working with the meters on the stations, along with some other equipment that we have. We use a power probe that we use in class, which is a lot of people never heard of power probe. I find that funny that even in the automotive industry is not as much out there as I see that even in the marine industry. When I send a student to work somewhere and they take their power probe out of the box, a lot of places didn't know what a power probe was. And basically it's a test light on steroids. And it's pretty cool little tool to use for troubleshooting systems and things like that. So I tell you, it's pretty fun to get into the training of the electrical systems and that kind of stuff. We're just going to have a lot of fun with that in the next few weeks. And we'll talk more about electrical systems and stuff like that. I got another text in here. It says, how old does a student have to be to join your class? Okay, that's a good question. So how old or how young, okay. So I'm going to say from 16 to 80 years old, you can be in my class, but the youngest is going to probably be 16 years old. And that's because we have our dual enrollment program. The students from high school can come to our school and take training there. And you at least have to have a driver's license so you can get to school. So I'm going to say the age will be 16 and up. So I hope that answered that question. If you're interested in, I'm wondering if this is a young person that's interested in the marine industry. Hopefully that's the case. If you're interested, and maybe you're in high school, I don't know. But if you're in high school, you can come do enroll to my class and take the class in the evenings. Or you're just a young person getting out of high school and you're interested, go to the website, georgestonecollege.edu, click on the chat feature and get in touch with me. And I'm more than happy to continue on that question for you. So hopefully you got some interest in my class. Here we go again. It is now almost the end of the show, Jenna.
I know.
You did so good, though.
I know. And we covered everything from drug busts to shout outs. I feel like we really covered everything today, Stefan.
Yep. So I want to go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center. Remember, Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Especially thank all my listeners and the text messages I got today. I appreciate y'all listening. And again, you can go to our website at georgestonecollege.edu. Get on that chat feature. You can contact me. Go to the staff area. You can find my email address, my cell phone number. Anybody on that is at school, all the instructors, all their information is on there. So that's a great website to go to. And I'll be back on next week, and we'll talk more about what's going on at Georgetown. And hopefully we'll talk about good weather next week. So thank y'all for listening.
Yes, thank you, Stefan. Always a good time. We'll talk to you.